Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf Ches, Menachos 8, and on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses a statement of Rabbi Zreika in the name of Rabbi Elazar, who had taught that blood is not miskadesh lechatzayin. That means to say that the blood cannot be sanctified in a half measure. That is, that the blood needs to be received an entire necessary measurement in one vessel in order for the blood to be sanctified, in order for it to be sprinkled on the altar. So the Gemara challenges, is this really the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? But we learned with respect to the chavite of the Kohen Gadol, the chavite of the Kohen Gadol was a mincha offering that the Kohen Gadol was required to bring every single day, and half of it was brought in the morning and the other half at night, and it was entirely burnt on the altar. But we learned with respect to this chavitin, Rabbi Yochanan says, Eina kedusha l'chatzayin, that it is not sanctified in halves, whereas Rabbi Elazar says, Mitoch shekrevo chatzayin kedusha l'chatzayin, since it is brought half in the morning and half at night, can also be sanctified by halves. So how can Rabbi Zreika say in the name of Rabbi Elazar that blood is not sanctified by half, when we learn explicitly that Rabbi Elazar's position is that the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is sanctified by a half? And says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, Ve'im Isa, and if you're going to say that this is a position that dam is not miskadesh lechatzayin, according to Rabbi Elazar, why don't we say leilaf mi dam? Why don't we say that Rabbi Elazar should learn out from dam to the minchas chavitin, that the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol should also not be sanctified by halves? And if you want to say, says the Gemara, v'chitema Rabbi Elazar milsa mi milsa lo gamar, and if you want to say Rabbi Elazar is not going to learn out one matter from another matter, meaning to say Rabbi Elazar might be of the opinion that we can't, even though he says by blood that it's not miskadesh lechatzayin, but nevertheless by chavitin you say it is, because we'll say that we don't learn out from one matter from blood to minchas chavitin, but we don't say that, because we know that Rabbi Elazar does learn out the following. V'am Rabbi Elazar mincha shekamatza behechol kashera. Rabbi Elazar is of the position that if a mincha, if the kamitza for a mincha happened in the sanctuary itself, that he says it is kshera, even though the essence of the service is supposed to be done in the courtyard and not in the sanctuary. He says that the mincha done in the sanctuary is kosher, and his source for this is shekema tzinu besiluk bezikin, because we learn out by the bezikin that is corresponding to the komets of the lechem, komets of a mincha is the bezikin, the removal of the spices from the bread, the show bread, and so that is like the kamitza of the mincha. And since that is done in the sanctuary itself, so too a mincha can be done in the sanctuary. So therefore, we see from here that Rabbi Elazar does learn out from one avoda, from one service to another service, and so too we should learn out from dam to mincha. So the mincha chavit, and so the Gemara says, no, mi mincha yoav. Rabbi Elazar will learn out from one mincha, in this case the mincha of the removal of the bezikin from the lechem upon him, to learn out to a regular mincha, but he won't learn out mincha midam o yoav. He won't learn out from the blood to a mincha of chavitin. And the Gemara says, well, is that really the case that Rabbi Elazar says mincha mi yoav? The Gemara, is it really the case that Rabbi Elazar says we'll learn out from one mincha to another mincha? Vatanya, but we have a braisa that where Rabbi Elazar says the following, ad shelo perka, that before that there was the lechem upon him, the showbread was established on the table in the sanctuary, and before the lechem upon him was removed, if you remove the bezikim from it, nifras lachma, the bread broke. Then means to say, before you removed the bezikim from the bread, then nifras lachma, if the bread broke, then we say halechem pasol, then the bread is disqualified, ve'ein maktir lavas a bezikim, and the bezikim cannot be brought up on the altar as a result, because we have a halacha that mincha that becomes deficient before the kmitza was brought, you cannot do the komets. And so too, if the lechem was broken while it was still on the table before the bezikin was separated, it's like a mincha that became separated before the kmitza. And so therefore, Misha Parkas continues our braisa, if the after it was removed from the table and and the bezikin was removed, nifras lachma, then the bread was broken, then we say halachim pasul, that the bread cannot be eaten because it broke too soon. Nevertheless, machter lavas a bezikin, the bezikin can be brought under those circumstances. V'amar Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar says, lo perka mamish, Reb Elazar says that under these circumstances, the intent is to say not that it was actually removed and he removed the bezikin, but rather, kivan shehigiyaz mano lefarek, since the time came to remove the bread, then afal pi shelo pirka kamisha pirka dami, then even though it was not actually removed, it's as though it was removed. And so therefore, we see from here, the Gemara is going to establish that this is a question, because why are we able to bring the mezikin? Why don't we say it should be like a mincha that was chasra kodem kmitza? So before, the Gemara establishes this question and clarifies it and goes on and gives an answer for it. But rather than go into that now, I want to point out that Rashi says here, what does it mean that it came time to remove the mezikin? Rashi says, she'avru sheish shos, that it's after the sixth hour of the day, as it states, and that the korban musaf was slaughtered in the sixth hour of the day on Shabbos, and then they brought the bezikin. So we see from here that the korban musaf is supposed to be brought after the sixth hour of the day. And so, if that's the case, the Magen Avraham says, since we know that Shabbat, that the musaf on Shabbos corresponds to the musaf during the week, perhaps the musaf should only be done after the sixth hour of the day, or during the sixth hour of the day. And so if that's the case, sometimes people pray earlier, sometimes people do early services, and that's certainly going to be, in many cases, prior to the sixth hour of the day. So the Torah says, nevertheless, the Torah writes that you could do Musaf immediately after Shacharis, and that's the case, because the Musaf can really brought the whole day. So even though someone is saying you should only do Musaf after 6 hours a day, it's not a universal opinion, and the world is following the practice that you could do it immediately after Shacharis, and you don't need to wait until the sixth hour of the day.